I don't have to be sick anymore because of what the Word of God says. I've had people say, you misinterpret the Word of God. Well, if I do, it's strange how you're sick all the time and I'm not. When I didn't know this, I was sick all the time. But once I got a hold of this and began to believe the Word of God, like it is written, no more sickness and disease. And I can get my prayers answered and I can see great things happen. Now, I'm just going to quote you one right now, one of these great and awesome promises that God made us that gives us the ability to walk free of the world, to walk free of sickness and disease. But that promise is in Matthew 18:19. Now, I want you to think about this promise. Now, many people that I've went to, they've got that scripture highlighted, underlined, and everything else in their Bible. But they've never spent enough time in God's Word for that verse to become a great revelation to you that God, according to His divine power, has the ability to give to you through that exceeding great and precious promise. And through knowledge of that promise, you have the ability to get some supernatural things done on this earth. But that statement that it makes in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, says that if two of us on earth agree about anything we ask Him for, it shall be done for us by our Father which is in heaven. Now, I could not tell you today, I could not begin to tell you the number of powerful answers to prayer I have seen by quoting that one verse to God. When I quote it to Him, when I make sure every sin's repented of, Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent of every sin known and unknown. I want to be clean and pure and holy in Your sight. And so, Lord, I thank You that since You said in 1 John 1:9, that if I confess my sins, then You're righteous and just to forgive my sins and to restore me to fellowship. So when I'm restored to fellowship, then my position in Christ is in the third heaven. I'm in the throne of grace. All I got to do, I'm already there. I'm already a joint heir with Christ. Everything that belongs to Jesus is mine. And I'm a partaker of the divine nature of God. So by being a partaker of the divine nature of God, there's no sickness in God. There's no sin in God. So if I've been out there sinning or doing saying something, you can say something wrong and sin just that quick. And you can open a door to the devil. You have to be so careful what you say and do. So very careful. But if you will be careful and you'll watch every word that comes out of your mouth and you'll treat everybody the same, love your wife, love your children, love everybody around you, be good to everybody, show no respect to persons, and that's a hard one. James told us clearly that, he said, this is how easy it is to sin. He said, if a rich man comes in fine clothes and fine shoes and a big golden ring and all this stuff, and a poor man walks in and he doesn't have anything, just an old beggar, and you go over and say, oh, to the rich man, you sit over here on the front row. You sit here in my chair. This is nice. But you look over to that poor man, you say, you sit in the back, or you sit under my feet. Jesus said, you have shown respect to persons and you're guilty of sin. In other words, what you've done right there, you were walking in grace, in God's grace, until you broke His law through sin. When you transgressed His law through sin, you fell from grace back under the law, and now He says you're guilty of breaking every one of the law, every item. He said, murder, adultery, and He lists them right there in James. All of the things you're guilty of breaking. So you're back under the law. So if you showed a respect of persons, just respect of persons, for any reason, you fell from grace. You fell back under the law. You've transgressed God's law. And now He says you become a lawbreaker. And so since the demonic force is the spiritual authorities that come get you when you break a spiritual law, they now have legal right to attack you. So they will. And because that's what they were sent to do. God made those guys. You know, he knows who they are. He knows where they are. He sent them. And so if you break one of God's laws by showing respect of persons, you fall from grace, you transgress the law, and now then you're guilty, and the demons of hell have power to run to you. Now then, you don't have a clue who you are in Christ if you do that. Now then, you've not known these scriptures, or these scriptures we've been talking about your identity with Christ. You don't know who you are. You have never identified with Christ under these circumstances. Now then, when you get a hold of who you are in Christ, and you realize all these things are yours, that Christ is in you, and he's in that person, and he's in that one, it makes no difference if he's rich and this one is poor. If they're both Christians, then Christ is in them just like he is in you, and you cannot show any respect of persons if you do. You're a sinner. Now then, to become a partaker of this divine nature, if you will get a hold of these things that belong to you, you won't ever go there showing respect to persons. So you won't ever fall from grace. You'll always stay in grace. And when you're in grace, that's when you're in the third heaven. That's when you're a joint heir with Christ. That's when you become a partaker of the divine nature of God. And everything that was available to Jesus is available to you. And when you pray in faith, I mean, you can knock a hole through the heavenlies. I mean, you can get through to God. Your prayers will become powerful and effective. And the King, he will answer your prayers. I mean, you'll see great and awesome things happen. I mean, great and awesome things happen. I think about the first 40 or 50 years of my life, at least the first 40 years of my life, how few prayers I ever saw answered. Most of it, never. But when I began to get a hold of this, and a little bit, I began to see a prayer answered once in a while. But now then, in the last 10 years, I could not tell you how many thousands of answers to prayer I've seen God do. And I mean awesome ones. Awesome, awesome answers to prayer. Like, for instance, the story that I've told before. Some of you have heard some of my stories before. Got so many of them. But I think about learning who I was in Christ and taking these wonderful promises, that he says that through these wonderful promises, we can become partakers of God's divine nature, and we can do the same things he did. Well, I think about this man. In fact, I'll even tell you his name, Johnny Brumfield. Johnny Brumfield was a man that went to a Baptist church in Manny, Louisiana. Now, this man he was just a common worker, everyday worker, a laborer. He drove a tractor and worked for a man, did all kinds of things. But he was driving a tractor one day, and a great big tree fell across the tractor he was driving and crushed the man's knees, his legs. They finally got that big old tree off of it and off of him, but they took him to the doctor and, of course, the hospital, and they done surgery on his legs. But the doctor said he'll never be able to walk again. Well, if you don't know who you are in Christ, then that's where it's going to be. Johnny was a great man of God. He loved God with all of his heart. But I had a little more revelation from God's word than Johnny. So I was asked to come to Louisiana and speak in that little church. Well, it wasn't a Baptist church. It was a non-denominational. But somebody told him I was coming, and so he came to that church. And, of course, he had steel braces on his legs. He couldn't sit down. I mean, he couldn't sit down and bend his legs. They could get him in there and he sat down, but his legs were out straight. I preached about 2 hours that night, and then I asked if anybody needed prayer, and God would meet their need. The very first thing happened. That night, there was a lady came down, and she was shaking real bad, and she was not an old woman either, fairly young woman. And I said, "Ma'am, what's wrong with you?" And she said, "I have Parkinson." Well, I knew then why her hand's shaking. She said, "I have Parkinson and I have lupus." Well, so I just stuck my hand and reached up and laid it on her shoulder. And I said, "In the name of Jesus," I mean, the very minute I said that, "in the name of Jesus," her Parkinson was gone. She was healed. The King of the universe delivered her. Of course, I didn't know he delivered her of everything. I didn't know until a few months later that her lupus cancer was gone too. But I saw the hand stop shaking, and I thought, wow. So I backed off, and I run over to this gentleman that was sitting there that had the steel braces on his leg. Now then, you got to know, I have learned how to identify myself with Christ. I've learned these things. These things belong to me. Well, they belong to you too, if you know it. But they won't work for you until you learn that they're yours, but you have to receive them by faith. So I've learned this. Well, I walked over in front of Johnny, which I didn't know his name at the time, and I asked him what happened. And he told me, he said, 21 months ago, a big tree fell across my tractor that I was driving and crushed my legs. He said they did surgery on me, but he said they say I'll never be able to walk again. So they put these steel braces on my legs to hold my legs straight. And I said, but Jesus makes you another promise because of these great and awesome promises. Just think. He has given to us exceeding great and precious promises. Well, I mean, that through the knowledge of these things, these promises, we can do great things. Well, John 14:13. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will do it for you. John 14:14. So therefore, whatever you ask the Father in my name, the name of Jesus, he will do it for you. John 14:13-14 is two of those exceeding great and precious promises. That through these and through the knowledge of these things, you can become partakers of God's divine nature. So, I didn't believe God had broken these. So, Johnny didn't need to have broken these. So, I asked him if he had ever sinned, repented of. He said, I do. And so, no unforgiveness toward no one for nothing. No. I said, okay. So, I knelt down in front of the man, quoted the Word of God, reached up and touched his knees and said, in the name of Jesus, and according to John 14:13-14, Father, I ask you to completely heal and make those knees like brand new so he can become a partaker of your divine nature. And I told him, I said, you believe that? He said, I do. I said, take off the steel. He took the steel off of his legs, bent his knee, and when he did, he said, it hurts. I said, I know it hurts, but don't you doubt God. Stand up and walk. He stood up. I give him a jerk. It did hurt, but I give him a jerk. He took step one. I give him another jerk. He took step two. Give him another jerk. He took step three. I said, you're on your own. So Johnny Brumfield was running up and down the all aisles of that church screaming, God is awesome. And today he's still healed. And he'll do the same for you if you'll believe his word.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.